please dial star 611 for assistance.
We get signal, main screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about Hackers Places.
Welcome everybody to Signal, this is the Dev Random Show, and today we have some guests. Dr. Wex, welcome.
Hello.
And Skip is in the house.
Hello.
And remote we have GMC. GMC, hey, how are you doing, man?
Howdy y'all, I'm doing fine.
Yes, far, far away from the States.
Yep, New York City.
Okay, so we're starting in a few minutes, but first we have some music. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Signal, your favorite Hackerspaces radio station. Today we have some appointments, not an appointment actually, we have some agendas. And one of the things we're going to discuss is GMC in the States. Where are you now, GMC?
Well, I'm still in New York City. Where I am, I'm in Brooklyn. But that's informally also part of New York City.
And what's happening over in Brooklyn? Is there a special space over there?
Oh, it's really quiet at the moment over here because it's Thanksgiving, so everyone is out to family. The streets are basically deserted. Most of the shops are closed. So luckily the liquor store was still open. But there's actually around the corner is a hackerspace, Alpha One Labs, where I went 2 days ago. Yeah.
And are you staying in hackerspace now?
No, I'm staying with the chef who cooks for the Alpha One Labs party. She offered me a place to stay, so that's where I am at the moment.
Oh, it's not a Swedish chef?
No.
Okay.
It's American.
Hey, and you're now in New York, and we heard that you had some activities over there at another radio station. Are you stepping over?
That was yesterday. I went over to the studios of WBAI, which some of you may know is the studio where Off the Hook is recorded and broadcast.
Dr. Wex knows Off the Hook.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I was on there yesterday, and then afterwards we went out for dinner and drinks, and it became very late, so I had to edit my show, which starts at 11, but I woke up way after lunchtime, so yeah.
Hey, how's the studio looking like after the 2600 friends?
Oh, it's a cool studio. I mean, it's a permanent studio. They have an impressive mixing desk, which I would have liked to study a bit more up close. But, once we were done, we had to quickly move out, and the people from the PC computer shoe moved in. So I didn't get any time for that. But, they have a pretty good setup with a 19-inch rack with some additional equipment and like these telescopic arms where the microphones are on, so you can put them everywhere you want.
And you were on the show too?
Yep, I got to say some things. We talked about hackerspaces. Actually, Mitch was also on there.
Mitch.
He talked about your trip to Japan.
Yeah, we had a great trip to Japan, and we already talked last week about the Japan trip. It was quite awesome, but we finished with a Maker Faire. Have you ever been to a Maker Faire?
I have not been to a Maker Faire, no.
Well, it's like one big hackerspace with all kind of hackers, hardware hackers, showing their projects.
So tell me, what type of projects did they do? Like, what did they create?
I saw a lot of robots. One of the robots was actually also able to do face tracking and follow you. And cool. It was just a private project. I thought it was a corporate project or whatever. So the one was quite cool. We saw a subway, and it was running on a jet engine.
What?
Yes. Yeah. I know the Japanese guys. They want to be on time on their. You know, on the subways, but using jet engines is the other way around, isn't it?
That's awesome. You've got some movies from that, because, you know, I love subways and I love jet engines.
Well, unfortunately, the jet engine was not working, but he was showing off how the structure was looking like and so on. So that was one of the things. I saw a bike with a reverse windmill. How do you say that? Propeller, yes?
That thing, yeah.
Yeah. It was also. Did you saw the movie on YouTube? About the
there was a whole discussion about propelling a bike with a windmill, actually. Which sounds kind of impossible, but people seem to think that you can actually power a bike with a propeller that's mounted on the bike.
Well, it did work. I tried it, and it was quite it was quite good, actually.
No, but this was a propeller, right? So it was propelled by the propeller being moved by a motor. So that's what you were talking about, right?
So yeah, that's the one what I'm talking about. But you had to power it by manual power.
Okay, but you have to power it. So the one I'm talking about is there's a propeller on your bike. It catches the wind, it turns, and that energy is used to drive the bike itself.
Yeah,
think about it.
But they had a lot of bike hackers over there. You went to San Francisco, by the way, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. Well, actually, there's a lot of bike hackers in the U.S. It started right now. I was in Seattle, where Kyle he's actually a bike hacker. He takes bikes apart, welds them together, makes tall bikes, and there's a whole club in Seattle. And I've seen every city that I went. There's like this sub scene of bike hackers. It's amazing, actually.
Well, the bike hacking is maybe also a little bit a Dutch thing, but we are usually using the bikes over here.
Right. I don't recall seeing any of that going on back home, actually.
Well, outside Random Data, we're sitting in Random Data right now with our portable studio, and the cops were checking the bikes over here if they were hacked enough on their lighting system. Skip, did you have any checks on that?
Not yet, but I successfully evaded them.
Yeah, you evaded them.
Evaded them, yeah. Not invaded.
How did you do that, man?
By seeing them and then going the other way around.
Okay. Hey, GMC, did you saw the guys in San Francisco? Because I know there is the Lotus Flaming Girls and the biker. There is a group especially famous about their biking over there.
I did not. Is it? That's not the Dead Babies Bicycle Club, is it? Or?
No, it's a different. It's a different
Dead
group.
Babies?
There's lots of groups. I haven't seen them in San Francisco, to be honest. I did saw the Skulls group in Boston. They have like a corner of the hackerspace there. It's Artisans Asylum, which is a really big, huge space with kick-ass equipment. And they have a corner where there's like, I don't know, there must have been 100 bikes there stacked and hung from the ceiling and modified and whatever. That's
okay. Well, talking about the hackerspace we're now, Red's Random Data, it's my home base. We thought about, let's try the other hackerspace in Holland. It's kind of cozy over here. We have some more people. We got Harry. Harry, how are you doing? Harry is waving right now. And we got somebody from the Ubuntu team.
I'm Jammer.
Hey. We got Detzer. And Detzer was one of our, one of our gurus.
So he's furniture, right?
He's part of the furniture, yes. That's right. And the local activities here in Holland are quite good. I wasn't there over here. What happened last week in Random Data? Not much.
Not much more.
Slacking.
Slacking is one good word of it. Yeah.
I saw some things coming in, Commodores or whatever.
You're looking at my beloved Commodore Amiga 500. Yes.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Old school.
Yes, I was brought up with these, and I love them. And my parents tied up their addict, so now they're mine again. So I thought, we might as well bring it to the hackerspace and play around with them a bit.
Yeah, it gives those nice glitchy VGA epileptic things, but it looks cool.
Yeah.
VGA, no, that's not VGA.
That's pre-VGA even.
Pre-VGA, oh dear.
And
but remind me to come by here, Amiga. Well, that brings sort of back some...
You're always invited.
GMC is always invited. You also have lots of retro hardware in address space, don't you?
We have some C64 stuff and some older vintage stuff. And I hope to take apart or revitalize one of the C64s in January when we have our first circuit bending night.
Okay. Hey, and the guys of Hack42, they're starting with a museum, isn't it?
They have tons of stuff. Even before they had a space, they almost have a space now, I believe. But they have like a whole attic full of old equipment that they're gonna, put on display and repair and restore. So we actually even are going to. They have I think it's a fax machine, VAX, and they're gonna hook that up the serial port via internet to RevSpace, where we have a deck writer, and then we can work on their mainframe.
Whoa,
that's really cool.
So we got remote mainframes.
Yep.
Hey Skip, we were listening to music. Which song were we listening to?
Listening to a band called Triad, which is, well, in the CC licensed music. It's quite a known band. It's very well known because it's it started out as a virtual band with people all around the world collaborating on one song and not even meeting each other. So they made the first songs by emailing each other, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Triad with a Y, not an I.
Okay, and what's the next on the list?
I think it's Pornophonic because you love him so much.
Yeah, GMT gave me the virus.
Well, here it is. I Want to Be a Machine.
Okay.
Bye.
And welcome back to Signal, your favorite radio station for hackerspaces. In the studio we have Skip. Skip, still there?
I'm still here, hello.
GMC is still there, it's Skype, though we never know.
Silence.
Yeah, I think GMC is not there anymore. GMC!
He should be there.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, just checking out. And Dr. Wax. Hey, Waxy.
Hello.
Hey, if everybody who's listening and wants to ask questions, you can send your emails to signal@hackerspaces.org and we will answer your questions.
Or go online at ISC, freak out. And the channel is #hackerspacesignal.
With one S.
Yes.
Why the fuck one S? Because
it's not hackerspace, it's just one hackerspace signal.
Okay, true. We also follow Twitter. Everybody probably remembers my bird sound on my laptop. This time it's not there, like the brrrr. But they use hashtag signal, and probably you will also find some signal jammer blocking things. We won't make some commercial with that. The current agenda on other conferences. DeepSec is going on. Some of you went to DeepSec, or
it's on at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's on at the moment. True.
Where is it exactly?
It's in Vienna. And I took a look at the agenda. Did you saw the agenda?
I haven't yet.
No, not yet. Actually.
It's quite impressive. They got Sean Kennedy. It's one of my friends, and she is a master in social engineering.
Ooh.
Yes.
As a girl, you know.
Yeah. So you think?
It's not fair.
Okay, all girls can do all the jobs.
Yeah.
And not always.
Not always, but you always have to know. I always think you have a bit of a plus.
Yeah, probably. And she's looking cute.
Yeah,
so.
Gary Abbott.
then we have Skip is showing boobies, not his own, but virtual. Yeah. And we have Moxie Morningspike. He's doing designing secure protocols and intercepting secure communications.
Ah, cool.
Moxie is quite cool, cool on the list. And one of our friends, Lauren Dodd, is there. Remember?
I remember him.
Yes, he was also on Hack in the Box. And some more things. Oh, a lot, actually. You should just go to deepsec.net and /schedule, and you will find all the funny things. It's until the 26th of November, so you still have tomorrow, or the party of tonight. I heard partying in Vienna is quite good.
Never been.
Ah, you should go.
Yet?
Probably NinjaCon will also happen again. We should ask Astera.
Is that next year?
What?
The NinjaCon.
Well, it's not going to be BlumberCon anymore, so.
Yeah, well, I tell, but.
Hey, we have some more coming up. Don't forget 27C3, guys.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh. Awesome, yeah. Even for Germany.
GMC, are you heading to CCC?
Sorry, what was that?
Are you heading to CCC?
Of course, yeah, I am, and I'm loading up my car with a big studio that we use for Signal. So we're going to do a live show there as well, 2 hours, with such guests as, again, Dr. Wex, myself, but also Emmanuel Goldstein will be there from 2600. We'll have, of course, other Signal presenters. Social Hack, Astera, Toa will be there probably, and well, it will be a lot of fun, I think.
And any idea where the studio is going to be, in the basement?
Oh no, well, it's on the last day, so probably by the time we are there, they are already breaking things up, so I'm thinking of using the apartment where I'm staying, which is the Mitch Altman apartment, so to speak.
The hackerspace is... it's the same apartment as Hackers on the Plane, isn't it?
No, that's not. That's different. I mean, Hackers on the Plane is basically renting out an entire hostel. This apartment is just a few guys who got together and girls and said, well, let's rent an apartment together.
And where's the apartment going to be? In the neighborhood of
In Berlin. That's the most detailed. I'm on a completely different trip at the moment, right? So that's something to look at.
But
at Christmas or something.
You said you're going to join Germany again between CCC and you're coming back, isn't it?
Oh yes, that's well. Actually, before I go home, when I get back from the States in Schiphol, I jump on another airplane to Stuttgart, because there's the annual PG Day. That's the Postgres Conference of Europe. So I'm going to join that because I'm an avid Postgres user and I'm part of the community. And there's bound to be a bunch of interesting lectures, especially with the developments Postgres has gone through recently. They've got tons of exciting features implemented and tons of exciting features still to implement. So, that's where I'll be. And then I will head to back to the Netherlands for 2 weeks of my own bed. And then I'm off to Berlin again.
Hey, and talking about CCC, the huge projects who are coming up for this summer, one of those we should mention, actually. It's the Hack Square.
You're talking about Hack Square, yeah. Well, that's going to be awesome. People can check it out on hx2.org, if I've got that right. Let me just quickly check.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The page, hx2.org. Basically, it started, relatively ambitious but small. We wanted to take all the Dutch hackers, hackerspace people, electronics geeks, whatever. We wanted to see as much of those at the CCC camp in August in 2011, and with we, I mean the HXX Foundation. To do that, we thought, we just rent a big tent. We set up places for hackerspaces where they can unfold the table and put down soldering irons or whatever projects they bring. There's going to be a cocktail bar-like contraption. There's going to be a big central square where barbecues will be.
Barbecues.
Professional gas barbecues.
And are you going to do are you going to do the barbecuing? Because now you went to the States and they're master in barbecuing over there.
I haven't done any barbecuing here, actually. I've had some ribs and burgers and everything, but
no barbecuing.
You are disappointing
at ref space.
Us.
You're disappointing us.
Why? It's winter.
So what?
What? It's called winter barbecuing.
It's cold. It's raining outside. It's freezing.
It's for if you only went for the rain.
So. Yeah, back to HX Square. So we're even going to rent a bus and transport all the hackers to the campsite and back, including their luggage and all their equipment and heavy stuff. When we started telling people about that, the guys from Belgium, specifically Benny and some of the hackerspace people I know, Benny from Brucon, they basically said, wow, that's cool, can we join? So after some time, it became the Benelux, so Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg.
So Sintuket is also joining?
Sorry?
Sintuket is also joining?
Yeah, they're very much into the idea.
And I think
so it's going to be great, and we will have Wim from Hackable Devices and KD85, who will also be setting up shop in the tent, probably. We're going to invite Mitch Altman to do his soldering magic there as well, because he usually teams up with Wim at these European events. So yeah, that's going to be quite cool, I think.
And from the Dutch spaces, Random Data's probably joining, guys?
Yes.
And is the Hackerspace Amsterdam or Haarlem joining?
I think so, and 2600NL will be there too.
Okay, so at least Dr. Wax is going to be there.
Yes.
Hey, and from the other hackspaces, Hack 42, are they coming over GMC?
Oh, probably. I haven't actually explicitly spoken to it about it with them, but I'm sure they're on board as well. That's and of course RevSpace, don't forget us.
Oh yeah,
there.
Yeah, but they're already so big, so we could assume.
I forgot to mention Signal will be there, and Binary Voice, of course, the event radio station.
Binary
we'll have
Voice.
A studio. We will actually lift it up a couple of meters into the air, so we can overview all the campsite and are isolated from all the noisy people down on the ground.
Bruno's going to like that overview.
Oh, he is, yeah.
He's going to spot everything. Watch out for Breno at HX at the hackerspaces. Now, what's the what's the real official name? HX2 is the short name?
Hex Square. Yeah.
And how many people will it be?
Oh, that is difficult to say. I think we're counting on 60 to 100 people, but maybe more. Maybe we can see who. I mean, there's a nice contingent of Dutch people going to CCC camp, of course. So the whole ETH0 crew is on board with this. They're helping organizing it. So it could easily be a lot of people.
It's the party of the year, so.
Absolutely.
I mean.
Are you guys joining?
Of course. It's of course. Party of the year, man. Come on.
Yeah. So, talking about all the CCC activities, we have some special donation from somebody. His name is Oki, and Oki still had a passport for 2073.
A golden ticket, golden token.
It's a golden token.
It's really shiny. I saw it. I had to put on my sunglasses because it's so shiny. Well, it hurts your eyes if you don't protect them.
You never know if Oki hold it. there is a way how you can gain this passport, this golden ticket to 27th C3. So if you don't have a ticket yet, this is your chance. Send an email to signal@hackerspaces.org. And we're going to do a kind of lottery, so you're lucky if you're in. And Skip is going to be our notary.
Really? Oh. Am I?
Yeah. You have to be very official. You're going to wear a suit.
Qualified?
No, he's not. But we will qualify him on our Hackerspaces way.
All right.
So
we're actually gonna have a lottery where you come in. Much wanted 27C3 golden token, which you can use to obtain a ticket. I mean, you have still to pay for it yourself, but you are guaranteed that you can buy a ticket with this token.
Yep.
So if you want that ticket, that golden ticket.
The golden Oki ticket.
Golden Oki ticket, yes.
Send an email.
Yes.
Shining
Send
golden.
An email. To signal@hackerspaces.org, and we will print your name on a piece of paper. And then we put it in a very big jar, and Skip
you'll
is going.
Be the man.
Yeah,
basically.
And we'll probably put it on YouTube or so.
Yes.
Yeah,
so people can check
it. See if it's actually done in all fairness, of course.
We can do it live, actually.
Yeah, we can do it. Maybe on the next.
Yeah, we can do it maybe on the next show. Well, what's the next show?
No, that's next month.
No,
that's
the next show
work,
is not for ages, so we have to do. I think we have to do it by the end of the show, actually.
Yeah, and there was something Oki told us. Let me take a look. Yeah, if you obtain this golden ticket, you have to use it before the 30th of November.
So that's
right,
in five days.
So let's set a date. Send an email to signal@hackerspaces.org, and after this weekend, on Monday, we're going to
reveal the winner.
Yes, we're going to reveal the winner. In the meanwhile, Skip, do you have some more nice music of your collection?
More music? Nice? Well, we'll see.
Thank you.
welcome back to Signal, your favorite radio station of hackerspaces.org. We're talking about some conferences, and we have some more conferences on the list, or activities. I saw one on the hackerspaces.org site. It's called Nesset Fundraiser Lawn Party and Hacker Challenge. And what are we going to do? You also checked your agenda, Skip?
Yep, I'm looking at it right now. I haven't heard of it, but it seems it is actually a LAN party and a hacker challenge. I've never seen this before, that actually combine playing computer games and hacking on one LAN party.
No, why not?
Why not? That's the question.
Well, we see some more fundraising. For example, we did a fundraising in Japan. We already spoke a little bit about it. And I think it's a very good idea, at least to give the people the chance to give you some donations in an activity way.
Yeah.
Do you see more of these activities, GMC?
Sorry, some people were coming in, so I wasn't really paying attention.
It doesn't matter. We were talking about fundraising, and we did some fundraising in Japan, and now Nesset Fundraiser is going to give a LAN party and hacker challenge. Do you see more hackerspaces are doing these types of, well, getting money for the hackerspace and good causes?
Yes, well, I've seen mainly people doing it for the hackerspace indeed. Where, for example, a hackerspace had to move. They had to buy new furniture for the new space, so they held a fundraising. Basically, this was a virtual fundraising. So they announced that they needed some money, and they put it all out over the internet, and that raised them some funds to be able to pay for moving the space.
Well, this fundraising is going to be on the 28th of November, and it's the Connecticut Hackerspace. So if you're in the neighborhood of Connecticut, just pop in to the Nesset. And it would the name was something, but I forgot it actually.
Name of what?
The name Nesset, where it does stands for something. Well, we will check it out.
Quickly, Google.
Google, Google.
It's loading.
It's loading. 3, 2, 1.
The New English Society of Information Technology. Of
yes,
course.
Yes.
Who
yes. Of course.
That?
I did a new. Sorry, guys.
I am actually in the neighborhood of Connecticut.
Can you repeat it again? Because Skype is breaking up.
I am actually quite in the neighborhood of the of Connecticut. Oh, hey, there's Marvin, the house cat.
and you're going to Nesset?
Well, I didn't plan to. I was planning to go to Hive 76 in Philadelphia. Unfortunately, I have not heard back from them, so maybe I'll just have to change my plans.
Oh.
Of course, I would be there then on the 26th to the 27th, so I would miss the
on the
fundraiser.
The fundraising 28, isn't it? Yes, the fundraising is on the 28th. So, in the meanwhile, we didn't have any people yet for the golden ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very well. This is the chance for your golden ticket. The golden ticket of Oki. Send an email to signal@hackerspaces.org. To gain your ticket for 27C3.
Limited edition.
Yeah.
Priority. Everything. Ends from Oki.
Email. Yes. Now.
Now. Signal at...
Hackerspaces.
.org. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you don't have a golden ticket, you have to wait for the last batch of tickets that's being released, right? Somewhere in December. And if you fail to get a ticket in that last batch, then you're pretty much out of luck, because there are no tickets sold at the door, so you have to get a ticket at the pre-sale. So
grab your chance now.
Yes, we're almost sounding like the guys on TV selling, hey, come on, let's take a look on this special machine, and now you get something for free.
That's if amazing, Mike, it's a golden ticket.
Yes, it's a golden ticket.
It's Oki's golden ticket.
Oh yeah, but I don't. I'm not sure if that's a selling point.
Oh, it is.
So hey, I'm also heading over to Washington D.C. Later. I see something is planned there as well.
Yeah, ShmooCon is.
ShmooCon.
Is that your site, GMC?
Is that the police?
Oh, yeah, it happens here. Oh, they're actually right in front of the door. Wow, I see flashing lights and everything.
Are they bringing in Nick Farr?
Save us out in Washington.
Well, we saved Nick Farr at least from the Japanese police last month.
I think it's a parade. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, there must be 20.
20 police cars? Like,
yeah, police cars.
For one guy. What?
All in a row.
And they're coming
I
for you.
I think they're celebrating Thanksgiving here.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Well, that's amazing.
That's a good of a live show.
Yeah, they keep coming.
Hey, we're talking about Washington, D.C. The 28th of until the 30th of January, there is going to be ShmooCon. You're heading to... No, you're not heading to ShmooCon, GMC. Unfortunately, you're already gone then.
I will be back in Europe then, actually, yeah. But I might be going there now sometime. I mean, I have no excuse to not go to the States anymore now, because I went through all the TSA crap, so... I'm certainly planning on visiting some of the American conferences in the not too far future.
I saw a lot of people banning or bashing the TSA last week a lot. Wex, you did follow it?
Yeah, I did follow it, and the TSA isn't so nice. Like grabbing everything, grabbing your private parts. I mean, what? Like, I mean, the last 2 days there was like some news report about some TSA guy masturbating on the
There was a whole class body scanner school girls, a team of softball girls or something.
Like, I mean, what?
Yeah.
That's the government.
And
what?
There's also a lot of things to do about the new body scanner that they're still not sure if it's very healthy for you.
No, but that's the funny thing. Like in Holland at Schiphol, we have the same machines, and the TSA says it's. I think it was safe.
And remember when we were flying to Kuala Lumpur with a group?
That was funny.
I asked the guys at the TSA or in Customs. Holland it's called douane or whatever. I asked them that. Hey, that machine, is it safe? And the girl, she was replying like, yeah. Actually, the old machine is less safer.
Well, the pregnant women had to go to the old, evil metal detector. So, what?
Why?
Huh?
And then I flew to Japan 2 weeks ago. And the ladies, they had a must go through the old machine again. So there was a lineup of men who was going to the body scanner,
mm-hmm.
And the other lineup was lined up with ladies.
Yes.
Through the old metal detector. So,
but
conspiracy.
They do give you a choice, right? You can decline the body scanner, the naked body scanner. And if you do that, you are going to be through the extensive pat down, which indeed means they will. Touch your junk, as it's expressed here in America. They will fill you up, and
I think I still think it's a strange story because they still don't know about the health risks and so on. And I heard that the radiation risk of the body scanners is actually higher than they say. But what can we do about it? I think we can't do much. About TSA stories, was it quite easy to get in the States? GMC?
Oh yeah, that was not much of a problem actually. I registered way ahead with the ESTA program. It's a website, you type in some questions. I think we talked about this already. And then when I got there, I had to answer a couple of questions. Well, it was a bit of a challenge to explain that you're doing a 6-week tour of hackerspaces and you are going to stay with people you never met. But in the end, they let me through. And when I came back from Canada, they also let me in again. So.
Okay.
Thank God.
So they didn't change minds?
No, luckily not. But yeah, I mean, that was before the extended pat-down procedures, right, that I went in. So when I will be leaving, I will be exposed to all of that. I don't know yet how to approach that. I'm not very keen on going into that body scanner and have my body subjected to these rays. But yeah, the alternative is also not really attractive, the enhanced pat down, I must say.
Hey, in the meanwhile, guys, we have somebody reacting on the Golden Tickle ticket.
Golden Tickle, now that's something.
You're going TSA now.
So we have at least one guy who's interested in the Golden Ticket. So please, it's only one for now. So the chance is, if you the second one, it's still 50-50. So there is a lot of chance. So signal at hackerspaces.org. You're asking how you can how you are getting the ticket. One second.
You have to go to the 27C3 pre-sale site. You can log in. You create an account. Then you enter the golden token, which is basically a hash. And then you can order a ticket.
Okay.
And you can pay by bank transfer or by credit card if you're from the States.
And don't forget, you're still able to get into 27C3, but you have to get your ticket at the entrance. And there are lots of people waiting.
There is no ticket sale at the entrance. Oh. Not for the full conference. There will be day tickets on the last days of the conference, not on the first day. So yeah, your pre-sale is pretty important if you want to be sure that you can get in.
Well, at least you're sure that you have a ticket to go, and if you have to book a ticket, an airplane ticket, then at least you know if you should go or shouldn't go. So that's enough about the tickets. I think we should check out some more music. What was the last music you played, Skip?
Was an artist called Waterwell, I think.
Waterwell,
yeah. It's actually a Dutch composer. Don't see him too much in CC, at least I haven't seen him too much in CC, but it's a Dutch, they call themselves a chill-out formation, so they basically do some chill music, chill-out trip-hop-ish, yeah.
And you have some more music over there?
Yeah, I was thinking, seeing our big friend GMC loves 8-bit so much, we go for some more... Pornophonique. So, yeah, let's do it. Game over.
She has taken all my money. She has taken all my life. She gave me good times. She gave me bad times. And then she gave me her goodbye. And there's no heart inside of her. She is just a slot machine. The most golden evil zombie bitch that I have ever seen. My game is over, I'm not a lover, I'm not a lover anymore. She said sorry, and she told me that I'm not even in her high score. Forever and ever, no more together, such a vain endeavor in this game called love. Take it anymore. I ain't nothing but the shadow of the man that I was before. And so I beg for mercy, for an extra ball to play. One more life, only one more life to fix the trouble on my way. My game is over. Endeavor in this game called love. No more lies, no more doubt.
welcome back to Signal, your favorite radio station for hackerspaces.org. We were talking about the golden ticket, and we still don't have a lot of reactions on it. So, final chance. Well, until Sunday, because on Monday we're going to select somebody.
I will select somebody.
You will select somebody. Yes. This is your final chance for the golden ticket. Talking about hackerspaces in the Netherlands, Dr. Wex, you were working on the hackerspace in Amsterdam or Harlem, depending on what was the best place.
Yes. Okay. So it started as an idea. Like I saw the hackerspace in Utrecht, where we are now. We saw the hackerspace in The Hague. So I was like, hey, Amsterdam did have some sort of hackerspaces, like Slurk and
Pushki.
But these were more squatted places. So we were like, we want a hackerspace, but not a squatted place in Amsterdam. But that's hard, because the rent is huge if you are in the
center of town.
Yeah, exactly. So we're still looking for a place. We have a small community yet, but I think if we get it rolling and we have a space, it will be big, I think. I mean, it's Amsterdam, we have a lot of universities. I heard some weeks ago there was some university, the Hogeschool van Amsterdam, from Amsterdam. I emailed them, but I didn't hear them back, and I really want to know what their status is. And maybe we can do something together. I mean, that's will be way more fun.
Well, Amsterdam, it's a very energetic city, and I'm still surprised that the amount of people who are getting involved are not that high, at least on the active way.
Yeah, that's the main problem, actually. It's a bit of a problem. Because if you need to set it off with two people, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I have my school job and then my work and all my other stuff beside it.
Baking pies.
No, I quit that yet.
You didn't. I liked pie.
I will make a special one for you.
And not talking about American pies, GMC. You don't know the movie, or?
I do.
So we can make it a call for participation.
Yes.
So if people want to join the hackerspace in Amsterdam, which should grow at least within now and a half a year?
Yeah, we hope so. So we can get the community to the Hack Square on CCC Camp.
So
that would be awesome.
Where can they go? Do they just send you an email, Twitter, or whatever?
Yes, I have an email, drwex@2600nl.net.
Okay, so
it's Dr. Wax with an H,
yes.
W-H-A-X.
Yes, thank you.
Like the Wax Factor.
Yeah.
talking about other spaces, we still have a few minutes to go. We were talking in Japan about having people involved or not having people involved, and in Japan they also have some hidden spaces. I went to one of those hidden spaces in Akihabara, the electronic town. Should you make your space public, yes or not? I think you should, but depending on the country, it could be a problem too.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think it's the law. I mean, Japan, it's still Asian, and the culture is different, so the government might think, hackers, evil. So, it depends. My space is public. I want to have it public. Everyone can come and go. So, if it's public, people are seeing your projects and can hang out or have a chat, have a matter, have fun. I mean, if it's private.
There's another thing. If you stay hidden, right, you are reinforcing the image of the evil hackers who go underground because they are doing things that other people are not allowed to see. If you go public, you can show them what the hacker culture is about, and I think that's very important.
Yeah, I'll try to convince the guys in Akihabara to at least do a more active startup on the public side. That's a good word. It's a good idea, GMC. I like that. It's more the positive side of hacking. So we are ending our show now. We had some good discussions, in my opinion. And well, what's the next show, GMC?
Oh, poo, I don't know actually. Well, the next show, no. That's of course GMC Does America. Another hour of me talking about the spaces I visited.
That's a lot of GMC today.
It is, yeah.
I'm really want to hear that part of the show. So we're going to sit over here in Random Data and probably listen to your program. I want to thank you, GMC, for joining us remote, and enjoy your final weeks of the trip.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, yeah, always great having you in the show. Hey, Dr. Wave, thank you for joining again. When is your next Hackerspace Hour?
I think it's the 6th of January, the new year.
Oh, that's far away,
But I will also be at the 27th C3, no worries.
You can do an Hackerspace Hour from there.
Of course, but that was my plan.
Ooh. Hey, our Australian friend.
Hello, that's me.
Yes, thank you for joining again.
And, no worries.
You're probably going to join me more often, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like your music choice.
Yeah, it's better than GMC's 8-bit only.
So, we're already late.
Response?
So we're going to end up. GMC, the line is yours.